said you had a public comment issue.
Yes, I did have a public comment.
We're going to go back to public comment. I apparently ignored Mr. Tankard's request for a comment. I apologize for that. And then we'll, following that, we'll take up the last agenda item 13 on Straight Path.
So my public comment is directed towards the fisheries group, and that is with regard to red drum, particularly the large red drum. We can see, and we hear on the Eastern Shore, that a lot of people are catching large red drum on the bay side and are supposedly releasing these red drum. And so my question from anglers who used to participate in this fishery is there any chance of what's the timeline or for a return to catching a decent-sized red drum on the Eastern Shore? And number two, the folks who are catching these red drum and releasing, those drum are swallowing bait pretty far down, and the chance of those, what's the real chance of those things living once they've got a hook down their gullet?
Well, the second part of your question is one that's pervasive, whether it's striped bass, red drum, whatever it is, and the answer is there are promotions from various groups towards circle hooks. I mean, that's really probably the way that things should go eventually. As far as catch and release, that's something that goes on with many different species. So I don't see anything other than conservation through the use of the right gear as affecting a remedy. First part of your question, Joe may be more familiar with what's going on, but the three fish limit, 18 to 26, that's been in effect for about 5 years, I think. And Joe can correct me if I'm wrong, but it's all based on having the right spawning ratio or maximum spawning potential, which is set, I believe, at 40%. And this stock as a whole that we see is not as plentiful or as abundant as you see further south along the Atlantic coast. And I'm surprised that you're not talking more about what everyone else is talking on the small or the puppy drum that have been around this year, which to my knowledge are more plentiful than any time since 1991. I mean, no matter where you go, you hear about that.
Yeah.
But since Joe participates in that committee, Joe, why don't you fill everyone in on the plans for the future of larger fish and maybe the new amendment?
The new amendment.
Well, any proposal.
Right.
Towards the
amendment. Right. Quick history, not so I don't belabor this. The red drum management, we just had a stock assessment done on the red drum fishery coastwide about 3.5 years ago. I was part of that committee. And this issue came up to the technical committee immediately after the assessment. But the assessment had a major problem. It was an accepted assessment, but its major problem was it didn't have a lot of large details on the larger red drum, the bull reds. Reasons it doesn't have a lot of information on the larger red drum is because the prohibition on taking the bull reds up and down the coast. It's a state fish for many of the states along the along the East Coast, in fact. So a lot of them look at it as almost as a game fish. So a lot of them protect those bull reds because they look at it as a trophy that should always be out there, and they were on decline years ago. Yes, now we have anecdotal evidence that there is a large number of adult bull reds roaming the bay, schools of thousands plus being run into. You can go out there and get your wear your arms out catching the catch and release citations for them. And then again this year we have this large number of juvenile reds coming through that has been very much noted by both recreational and commercial fishermen. Now, they're all undersized too. A lot of them are just under the 18-inch limit. This topic has come up at the technical committee level of ASMFC before, and it was deemed that we just didn't have enough information to go forward to even maybe suggest, like we have with black drum, one big black drum, maybe get it to where we could have one big red drum. A lot of them would like to see us go there. We just don't have the information yet. There are talks now, though, from the more southern contingent of the South Atlantic Board of ASMFC to look at it anyway, to maybe come up with the management measures toward that. So there is some sidebar discussions that have started come up. I heard it at the last meeting. So we haven't had a Red Drum Technical Committee meeting called in almost 2 years now. So I think once this gets a little bit more from the leadership, we'll probably see the TC brought back to talk about it more and then eventually go to the board if the technical committee can come up with some type of reasonable resolution to allow such a trophy fishery. But right now we're kind of in a holding pattern until it gets enough oomph from behind from the board members to say the TC needs to look at this further. That's kind of where we are at this very minute. The more of the local focus has been toward other species like speckled trout and spot locally. But this is something that's being talked about. We may see something in the next year starting to make some movement on this.
That helps.
That really does. I can't tell you how many folks are catching them, and they feel like they're killing them. And so they say to me, golly, if you would just let us have one, we go on about our way, but I'm turning this fish back that I – and these are experienced people, and they feel like they're sending fish overboard that's probably not going to make it.
Depending on the hook they're using, if they are using a J-hook, some of those J-hooks do dissolve awfully quickly. So there is, there's various studies that determine what the hook mortality really is. But as long as they see the hook is in the gullet or something, and they don't go trying to rip it out and do more damage, and they cut it as close as they can. A lot of times that hook's going to dissolve in a fairly short time period, and there is a chance for survival of that fish beyond that. It's the one to go and to go,
right.
It ain't going to miss, it's bleeding by the gills, I still got to throw it back and complain. Yeah, that's probably not going to make it.
Right. So. Thank you, Joe. All right. I appreciate your confidence. Great.